险当中。
Our blind spots often bring us to danger.
我们来看以利亚先知，他有这个人生，他有这个人生的盲点，那现象是什么？
Let us examine the different demonstrations of his blind spots.
他跑了一天的路程，他觉得很疲惫。
After Elijah walked for a whole day, he felt very tired.
他为什么会跑了一天的路程？
Why was he walking for the whole day?
因为他觉得害怕。
Because he was afraid.
那在疲惫又害怕当中，接下来就是他想要放弃。
In exhaustion and fear, the next thing was he wanted to give up.
首先他逃跑，他要躲避。
Because at first he was trying to run away.
到后来呢，他说求神让他死，他放弃了。
And after hiding, he asked God for death.
所以我们每一个人的生活当中常常也会有盲点。
In our lives, we often have blind spots too.
我们想想看，在我们的生活当中，有没有我刚才所提到的这些现象？
Let us think about, do we have all these manifestations that I have mentioned?
你觉得对某一件事情，你觉得很疲惫？
Do you feel that you are exhausted?
你对在某个对某些事情，你觉得很没有自信，很害怕？
Or in certain things in your life, you feel like you're lacking confidence or you're in fear.
在你的生活当中，你总是想要逃避一些什么事情。
In your lives, you're often running away from something.
在你的生活当中，你一直想要放弃掉什么。
In your life, you often want to give up on some things.
如果有这些现象，那么可能，很有可能，我们有一些盲点，我们没有发现。
If there's such phenomena in your life, then there are some blind spots that we may not have known.
所以我们想想看，在我们的工作当中，我们有没有盲点？
So let us think about our work. Do we have any blind spots?
在你的学业上，你有没有盲点？
In your studies or schooling, do you have any blind spots?
你已经有了家庭，在你的家庭里头有没有什么盲点？
If you already established your own family, do you have any blind spots in your family?
在你的侍奉里头有没有盲点？
In your service, do you have any blind spots?
我们也有很多人是未婚，在你的婚姻的道路上面，你有没有盲点？
And many of us here are singles, so in our singlehood, do we have any blind spots?
那以利亚他如何去发现他的盲点？
How did Elijah discover his blind spot?
既然是盲点，就是通常我们自己我们不晓得，甚至所以我们没有发现。
Since it is a blind spot, therefore it is hard for us to discover or notice it.
以利亚他不知道他有这个盲点。
Elijah did not know that he had such a blind spot.
所以他好几次的说，神的先知只剩下我一个人。
Therefore he said many times thatI'm the only prophet left.
那他怎么发现的？
How did he discover?
其实他应该早就可以发现。
Actually, he could have discovered much earlier.
他还没有上这个加密山之前，就已经有人提醒他。
Before he climbed up to Mount Carmel, someone had already reminded him.
那个亚哈的家宰，亚哈的仆人对以利亚说，我藏了神的一百个先知。
The servant of Ahab, when talking to Elijah, stated that he was hiding 100 of God's prophets.
他很尊敬以利亚。
He really respected Elijah.
甚至他对以利亚也有一点害怕。
He was even afraid of Elijah.
所以你又尊敬又害怕，你的讲话声音当然是小小声的。
If you are afraid of someone and respect someone, of course you're going to talk with a small voice.
所以这个仆人呢，他是应该是很轻微的跟以利亚说，难道你不知道？难道没有人跟你讲，我藏了一百个神的先知？
So he said to Elijah very softly, did anyone not tell you that I have hidden 100 of God's prophets?
或许真的他的声音太微弱了。
Maybe because his whisper was so small.
所以常常我们讲重要的事情，我们都会大声一点。
Usually when we say something important, we will proclaim it with a loud voice.
其实有时候声音小小的不等于它不重要。
Just because we whisper something doesn't mean that it is not important.
所以我们题目之一叫做微声盼望。
Therefore, our topic tonight is whispering hope.
这微小的声音其实有时候是很重要、很好的提醒。
Sometimes in a whisper, we will find the most important teaching or reminder.
后来是神提醒以利亚。
So later on, it was God who reminded Elijah of his blind spot.
神也是用微小的声音来告诉他。
Using a whisper.
神告诉以利亚说，我为自己保留了7000个人。
God told Elijah that he had reserved for himself 7,000 workers.
这个小小的声音带给人，带给以利亚盼望。
This small whisper brought hope to Elijah.
因为一个因为软弱完全失败的人，他还有没有机会？一个因为软弱而完全失败的人，他是不是还有机会？
Is there hope for a person who was weak and had completely failed?
如果我们是很彻底的失败，常常我们就觉得说，我不再有机会了。
If you fail completely, then we often think that we will not have any more hope or opportunity.
但是神微小的声音是带给以利亚盼望。
But the small whisper of God brought hope to Elijah.
神不但让以利亚知道他的盲点。
Not only did God manifested Elijah's blind spot.
神也指示他，你要往前走，你要做什么。
But God also encouraged him to walk forward and to tell him what to do next.
就是神继续要用他。
Meaning that God wanted to use him.
所以这就成为盼望。
That had become his hope.
所以我们要发现我们的盲点，要走出我们的盲点。
Therefore, we need to find out our blind spots and get out of it.
那这就会这才会成为我们的盼望。
Then, we will have hope.
我们必须承认我们的生活当中一定有盲点。
We need to first admit that we have blind spots in our lives.
所以我们我们要仔细的去听那微小的声音。
Therefore, we need to spend the effort to listen to the small whisper.
尤其是从神那里来的微小的声音。
Especially the small whisper coming from God.
那在以利亚的转变的这一段事迹里头呢，我有四个感想跟大家来分享。
I have four reflections concerning the transformation of Elijah.
在以利亚他在列王记上的19章以利亚他躲到到何烈山他躲在洞里。
In 1 Kings chapter 19, it records that Elijah went to hide in Mount Horeb.
神连续两次问他说，你在这里做什么？
God asked him twice, what are you doing here?
神当然知道以利亚正在做什么。
Of course God knows what he was doing there.
神知道的事情他常常还刻意的来问人。
Even though God knows, but he purposefully asked men.
这是常常是就是爱，就是重要的提醒。
Out of his love and because he wanted to remind us.
你在这里做什么？
What are you doing here?
好像主耶稣对瞎眼的人说，你要我为你做什么？
Just like Jesus Christ asked the blind, what do you want me to do for you?
就好像神对亚当他们说，你在哪里？
Just like God asked Adam and Eve, where are you?
不是神不知道，这是神的爱，这是神的提醒，这是神给人的机会。
It is not because God did not know the answer, but it was his love and he wanted to give hope and chances to us all.
我的第一个感想就是，当我们在完成一个工作、一个事情之后，
When we finish or accomplish a task,
以利亚先知他已经上了加密山，他击杀了假先知，他也求神降下雨来。
Like Elijah, he went up to Mount Carmel, he killed all the false prophets, and he also prayed for rain.
他也听到众百姓大声的呼喊着说，我们的主是神，我们的主是神。
He also heard the multitudes of Israel saying, "Our God is the Lord."
以利亚先知，他成功的来完成了 一件伟大的事情。
Prophet Elijah had successfully completed his task.
但是成功的完成一件事情不等于他在信仰上是胜利的。
But that doesn't mean that it is, he was victorious in his faith.
人的态度才能够决定人是成功，是不是成功。
A person's attitude will determine whether he was successful or not.
人的行为才能决定他是不是成功。
A person's action will determine whether he is successful or not.
尤其在当一个人他完成了看起来很伟大的事情。
Especially when a person just completed a very great task.
这时候一个人他的言语行为才能决定他在信仰上是不是成功。
At this point in time, his action and attitude would determine whether he is successful in his faith or not.
所以我们来看一下主耶稣对门徒的提醒。
Let us look at the reminders of Jesus Christ to his disciples.
请看路加福音第十章。
Let us refer to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章第一节。
Chapter 10 verse 1. Luke chapter 10 verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go.
17节。
Verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
20节。
Verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
耶稣的门徒他们完成了一些看起来很伟大的事情。
The disciples of Jesus had completed a task that seems very great.
因为他们奉主耶稣的名，甚至连鬼都服了他们。
Because they have cast out demons in the name of Jesus, so even demons are subject to the disciples.
所以他们是很成功的来完成了一些事情。
Therefore, they have successfully completed their task.
但是主耶稣提醒他们。
But the Lord Jesus reminded them.
你们成功的做了这些事情，不等于你们的信仰，你们的信仰也是成功的。
Just because you have successfully completed a task doesn't mean that your faith is also successful.
主耶稣说要因为你们的名字记载在天上而来欢喜。
Instead, he said that you should rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
这告诉我们说，可能你完成了很大的事情，但是你的名字并没有在天上。
This means that it is possible for us to accomplish something very great for God. However, our names are not recorded in heaven.
所以完成的事情，这个是好的，这个也是重要的。
To complete a task is important and it is good.
但是这不等于你的信仰是成功的，你是得救的。
But it doesn't equate our salvation nor that we're successful in our faith.
所以我才会用这个题目跟我们一起来思考。
Therefore, I would like to share with you this topic so that we can think about it.
因为我们看到以利亚先知，他显出他的软弱，甚至我们可以说是一次的失败，就是在他完成了伟大的事情之后。
Because we can see that Elijah showed his weakness and also he failed completely after he had accomplished something very great.
那当然会有这一次的失败，也是因为他在侍奉上有盲点。
The reason that he failed was because he had blind spot in his service.
通常工人被差派都是至少两个这样被差派。
Usually God sends out workers two by two.
但是圣经里头也有很多的例子是单独的被差派。
But there are a lot of examples in the Bible where God sent out a person alone.
纵然是单独的被差派，都有一些共同点。
And of those who are sent out alone, they all have a commonality.
就是他们是被神所差派的。
Because they were sent directly from God.
所以第一个，神会给他们一个很清楚的这个目标或者目的。
First of all, God would tell them the purpose very clearly.
我们请参考《列王记上》十三章。
Let us refer to 1 Kings chapter 13.
列王记上十三章第一节。
First Kings chapter 13 verse 1. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of God, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense.
这里说有一个神人被神差派。
Here it says a man of God was sent by God.
那很清楚地告诉他，他是从南边的犹大到北边，到这个北边以色列的这个伯特利去。
He was sent from Judah, which is in the south, to Bethel, which is in the north.
而且是站在这个北边以色列王 的面前。
And this man of God was standing by the altar of right next to Jeroboam.
去北边那边去说预言。
He was sent to the north to speak words of prophecy.
所以神给他一个很清楚的目标。
So God gave him a very clear purpose.
再请看十八章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 18.
十八章第一节。
Verse 1. Chapter 18, verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth.
这个以利亚被神差派也是一样，有很清楚的这个目的。
When Elijah was sent by the Lord, he also had a clear purpose.
你要让亚哈见到你。
God wanted Ahab to see Elijah.
我要借着你的祷告再降下雨来。
And through Elijah's prayer, God will send down the rain.
耶拿先知被神差派也是这样子。
It was the same thing when Jonah was sent by God.
神很清楚地告诉他到尼尼微去传警告。
God clearly told him to go to Nineveh to preach the words of warnings.
有时候是间接的，间接的差派。
Sometimes God sent someone indirectly.
就是我们看到的是人的差派。
So we would see that God sent his worker through another worker.
比如说亚伯拉罕差派他的仆人去为以撒娶亲。
For example, Abraham sent his old servant to find a wife for his son Isaac.
那个目的也是非常的清楚。
The object was also very clear.
那再来就是这当中一定会有神的同在。
And the second thing is that we will see the abundance of God.
这当中一定会看到神的带领。
We will see the guidance of God.
这当中一定会看到这个神的帮助。
We will see the help of His hands.
所以在列王记上十三章那一个神人，在他的工作当中就有神的就有神的同在。
The man of God mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 13 had the help of God and his God's guidance when he did his work.
所以他所说的话都马上的这个应验。
So whatever words he said, they were fulfilled immediately.
那以利亚先知也是这样子。
It was the same with Prophet Elijah.
我们请看列王记上十八章三十八节。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38.
三十八节，请念。
Verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench.
这里讲到说，当以利亚献祭的时候，神就从天上降下火来。
When Elijah offered sacrifice to God, fire came down from heaven to consume the burnt sacrifice.
这个跟那些假先知的献祭是成为强烈的对比。
This became a clear contrast to the sacrifices that the false prophets offered.
那些假先知他们也是很努力、很用心的、很虔诚的，在那边向他们的神来祈求。
The false prophets also offer sacrifice with a sincere heart and a devout heart.
但是一点动静、一点反应都没有。
But there was no response.
所以这些就看在这些百姓的眼中。
So these are all shown in the eyes of the Israelites.
39节。
Verse 39. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
这就是神的同在，这个神的带领，神的帮助。
So we can see the abundance of God, the help of God, and the guidance of God.
亚伯拉罕的老仆人的那一段路程 也是很清楚地告诉我们这些事实。
And this is the same with the old servant of Abraham.
那就这个耶拿的遭遇也是在告诉我们这个事实。
And Jonah's experiences show us the same thing.
他被鱼吞了，但是没有死，而且还能够继续活着。
Even though he was swallowed by the big fish, yet he did not die and he was able to live on.
所以神差派的他目的很清楚，而且一定会完成。
So if God is the one who sent out a worker, then the purpose of of sending the worker is very clear, and also the work will be done.
我们请看列王记上十八章四十五节。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 45. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel.
当时大家在等待的就是这一个时刻。
At the time, everybody was waiting for this moment.
神对以利亚说，你到亚哈的面前，让他看见你。
God told Elijah to go before Ahab so that he could see you.
因为亚哈已经认定，为什么这么久没有下雨，就是因为以利亚。
Because Ahab believed strongly that the reason there was no rain was because of Elijah.
如果要解决这个问题，一定要抓到以利亚。
In order to solve that problem, he needed to capture Elijah.
虽然他很努力的要抓以利亚，但是一直找不到以利亚。
Even though he really wanted to catch Elijah, but he was not able to find him.
现在以利亚自己来到他面前。
Now that Elijah had appeared before him,
在杀掉以利亚之前，要先把事情解决。
Before he killed Elijah, he wanted to solve the rain problem.
所以才会有这个以利亚在加密山上的那一场祷告。
And that is why there was the prayer of Elijah on Mount Carmel.
那四十五节说，真的就降下大雨来。
Now in verse 45 it says that that the heavy rain came down.
所以以利亚先知他照着神的旨意，他完成了神要他做的工作。
So Elijah accomplished the work that God wanted him to do according to God's will.
耶拿先知他也完成了神要他做的事情。
Prophet Jonah also accomplished the work that God had appointed him.
这个尼尼微城在神的标准里头是一个应该被毁灭的城市。
The city of Nineveh is a city that should be destroyed.
但是这个尼尼微城也是神要拯救的一个城市。
But that is a city that God wanted to save also.
所以神要耶拿去做传警告的工作。
Therefore, God wanted to send Jonah to preach a warning.
那我们知道耶拿走了一天的路程，这个尼尼微城的人从王到老百姓都悔改。
And when Jonah was walking for the whole day, the whole city from the king to the babies, they all repented.
所以这个神真的就不毁灭他们，神就救了这一个城市。
And God, according to his word, did not destroy the city, but saved them.
神的目的不是要毁灭人，是要救人。
The purpose of God was not to destroy, but to save.
所以耶拿他也完成了伟大的事情。
Therefore, Jonah had accomplished a great task.
那我们来看这些我们所提到的这些人，他们都完成了伟大的工作。
All these people that we mentioned had accomplished their work.
但是当我们说他们是不是成功
？But are they really successful?
那就决定在他们完成工作之后。
That really depends on how they act after they accomplish their task.
列王记上十八章四十六节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
这里说到以利亚先知他完成了工作之后，他是到了这个耶斯列的城门。
Here it said that after Elijah had accomplished his task, he went to the entrance of Jezreel.
甚至他是跑在王的面前的前头。
He ran ahead of King Ahab.
因为这个神的灵或者神的手降在他身上。
Because the hand of the Lord came upon him.
神给他有特别的能力。
God gave him special power.
我们相信神的能力在他身上， 那神仍然给他有自由的意思。
Even though the hand of God was upon him and God gave him power, but he has free will.
啊，这就是为什么说完成工作之后，这是一个很重要的时刻。
That is why I say that the moment after you have accomplished a great task is the most critical moment.
哦，你怎样来选择你的态度？
How do you choose your attitude?
你怎样来选择你的行为
？How do you choose your action?
啊，有时候最困难的时候，反而是最安全的时候。
Sometimes the most difficult time is the most is the time that is the is that is safe.
啊，因为在困难当中，你很清醒，你很警醒。
Because in difficulties we are quite alert.
哦，那常常在成功了，啊。接下来可能是一个很危险的挑战。
But at the moment of success, right after, there is a challenge waiting for you.
哦，事情完成功了啊，应该是最顺利、最安全的时候。
We often think that it is the most safe time, when we first accomplish something.
哦，因为你已经克服了很多的困难挑战。
Because we have already overcome a lot of challenges and difficulties.
哦，但是有一个无形的、更大的挑战，我们没有看见。
But there is an invisible challenge that we can't see.
哦，那就是我们自己。
Which is ourselves.
哦，其实我们自己常常对我们个人来讲是一个最危险的人。
Actually, we are the most dangerous enemies to ourselves.
哦，尤其是在我们完成了一件成功的完成了一件大的事情。
Especially right after we have accomplished something really great.
啊。如果说接下来以利亚那是一个软弱，是一个失败。
If we say that that was Elijah's weakness and failure.
啊，那么前面的成功，接下来就是最大的危险。
Then the success right before was the greatest danger.
啊，列王记上十三章那一位神人，啊，他也是完成了他的工作。
The man of God in chapter 13 of 1 Kings also accomplished his work.
好，我们请看列王记上十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 13.
十三章第九节。
Verse 9. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, You shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came.
第十节。
Verse 10. So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel.
这个神人他把神给他的吩咐啊，他又重复一次。
So he repeated the command of God.
哦，他不是自己心里对自己说。
He wasn't talking to himself.
他是对以色列王说。
He was talking to the king of Israel.
哦，因为以色列王看到他真的是神所差派的神人。
Because the king of Israel can see that he is the man of God sent by God.
哦，所以他就想要接待这个神人。
So he wanted to show hospitality to this man of God.
哦，其实有一些事情不一定需要讲。
There are some things that we don't need to say out loud.
哦，甚至是不能讲。
Or there are some things that we should not say out loud.
哦，在平常我们都会把它守得好好的。
And in normal times, we're able to keep our mouth closed.
不该讲的就不讲。
The things that we should not say, we don't say them.
那什么时候会讲出来？
But when are the times that we're not careful and blurt out?
哦，这个神人他不应该对这个不敬畏神的王来讲这些话。
This man of God should not have said these words to the king who does not worship God.
哦，但是他为什么讲出来了？
But why did he say it?
啊，因为他成功的完成了一件事情。
Because he has just finished his task successfully.
哦，所以啊，在这种情况之下，他就失去了警醒，他就在把这个不应该讲的话讲出来了。
So in this situation, he has lost his awareness and said something that he shouldn't.
哦，接下来他被骗了。
So next, he was being deceived.
哦，接下来啊，他就丧失了他的生命。
And later on, he lost his life.
哦，他是成功的完成了神要他做的事情。
Even though he successfully accomplished the task God had entrusted him.
哦，但是最后他落入那种没有这个顺服、遵从 神给他的吩咐。
But he fell because he did not submit and follow God's instructions.
哦，就在他成功的完成了神要他做的事情之后。
This happened immediately after he had completed God's task.
哦，在我们要完成事情的过程里头，我们都非常的用心，非常的认真。
In the process of accomplishing God's task, we really put our heart and effort into it.
哦，反而在事情结束之后，我们常常就松懈了。
But right after we accomplish the task, we become very unaware and very loose.
哦，这个耶拿先知，他让整个尼尼微城的人都悔改了。
Prophet Jonah was able to make the whole city of Nineveh to repent.
啊，圣经说有一个人，有一个罪人悔改，就是一件值得高兴，连天上的使者都会高兴的事情。
The Bible states that if one sinner turns back, then the whole heaven will rejoice.
尼尼微城是整个城市的罪人都悔改。
For the city of Nineveh, the whole city repented.
这个是多么伟大的一件事情。
That is a very great thing.
啊，但是当我们提到耶拿先知，
But when we talk about Prophet Jonah,
啊，不但我们会讲到说啊，他想要躲避神被蚁吞了。
Not only do we remember that he ran away from God and was swallowed by the big fish.
啊，尤其我们会记得在第四章对他的描述。
We especially remember the description of him recorded in chapter 4.
哦，一个应该喜乐的人，他没有喜乐。
A person who was supposed to rejoice had no joy.
哦，一个先知他竟然会跟神在那边对神不高兴。
And a prophet of God was very bitter towards God with resentment.
哦，他应该也是这么多喜乐的人当中的一个啊，一个有喜乐的人。
He's supposed to be a person with joy.
哦，但是很奇怪的，只有他一个人不喜乐。
But he was the only person in that city who had no joy.
哦，一个在信仰上不喜乐的人，他怎么会是可以算是一个在信仰上成功的人？
A person who has no joy in his faith, how can you say that person is successful in his faith?
哦，这个耶拿甚至他有点在啊，他是在埋怨神。
Prophet Jonah even complained and grumbled towards God.
哦，一个在信仰的道路上面埋怨神的人，他怎么会可以算是一个这个信仰得胜的人？
A person who complained to God, we cannot claim that person is successful in his faith.
哦，那为什么耶拿他成功的做完了一件事情，他却不能够算是一个成功的啊，成功的基督徒？
So why is it that Prophet Jonah was able to accomplish his task, but yet he's not a successful Christian?
哦，因为他的盲点是他，那他的盲点是什么？
What is his blind spot?
哦，他的那种个人的那种认为，哦，他的个人的期望太强了。
He had too strong a personal opinion and expectation.
哦，他还是认为这尼尼微城的人罪很重，应该被毁灭。
In his opinion, he feels that the city of Nineveh had great sin and they should be destroyed.
或许其他的原因是他还是认为这是以色列人的敌人，这些人应该被毁灭。
Or he feels that they are the enemies of Israel, therefore they should be destroyed.
圣经没有很清楚地告诉我们他为什么希望这个尼尼微城被毁灭。
The Bible did not clearly tell us why he wanted the city to be destroyed.
哦，但是很清楚的知道是这是他个人很强烈的期望。
But we know that this is his very strong personal opinion or expectation.
哦，所以就让他在完成了神要做的事情之后，他似乎在跟神对抗。
Therefore, right after he accomplished his task, it seemed that he was against God.
哦，所以这样来看，他不算是一个啊，一个在信仰上得胜的人。
Therefore, we can claim that he is not a person who is victorious in his faith.
哦，所以完成神的工作，这是好，这是应该的，也是重要的。
So accomplishing God's task is important and it's good.
哦，但是我们不要把自己落入了成为一个在信仰上没有得胜的人。
But we should not enter into the trap of becoming a non-victorious Christian.
好，那我们来看亚伯拉罕的仆人。
Let us look at the servant of Abraham.
啊，请看 创世纪二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章五十四节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 24, verse 54. Verse 54. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night. Then they arose in the morning, and he said, Send me away to my master.
五十六节。
Verse 56. And he said to them, Do not hinder me.Since the Lord has prospered my way, send me away so that I may go to my master.
这个仆人也是完成了主人要他做的事情。
This servant had accomplished what his master entrusted him.
那如果以基督徒来讲，他的信仰也是得胜的，成功的。
So in the perspective of a Christian, his faith is one that is successful.
因为他知道他还是仆人。
Because he knows that he is a servant.
所以他要赶快回去告诉主人，他把事情做好了。
Therefore, he need to return back to his master to report it that he had done his job.
他还是维持的，他是仆人的那一个身份。
He had maintained the attitude of a servant.
他没有因为完成了事情，他忘了自己是谁。
Just because he had accomplished his task, did not make him forget his status.
有时候我们完成了一件大的事情，我们会忘了自己是谁。
Sometimes after we accomplish something great, we often forget who we are.
我们无形中甚至会把自己抬高成是某一个人。
Sometimes without knowing it, we even elevated ourselves.
请看以斯帖记第六章。
Let's turn to Esther.
以斯帖记第六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
前
面。Esther chapter 6, verse 12. Afterward, Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house, mourning and with his head covered.
这里说莫迪改他仍然回到这个朝门。
Here it recorded that Mordecai went back to the king's gate to do his job.
在这个之前，莫迪改啊，他得到全国最高的荣耀。
Before this point, Mordecai received the highest honor in the whole kingdom.
因为王啊，将他的这个王袍、王服给他穿。
Because the king gave him his robe.
让他骑上王所骑的马。
And he rode on the horse of the king.
那国王的一个最，国王前面这个最尊贵的臣。臣仆哈曼呢、啊，在他面前喊着说：“这就是王所喜悦的人。”
And the most honored official of the king proclaimed that this is the
王所喜悦的人。
This is the man whom the king delights to honor.
真的，莫迪改得到的是全国最高的荣耀。
Therefore, Mordecai had received the highest honor in the whole kingdom.
但是在这个事件结束之后，
right、
他没有忘记自己是谁。
He did not forget his status.
他仍然回到他原本的工作的岗位。
He went back to his original position, which is the king's gate.
如果是我的话，刚才的游行还不够，我要走在街上大摇大摆。
If it was me, the procession was not enough. I might go back to the street and walk around and show off.
刚才骑在王马的马上的就是我，就是我。
I would say, the one that rode on the king's horse was me.
但是还好莫迪改不是我。
But good thing that Mordecai was not me.
如果他是我的话，他可能死在街上。
If he was me, he might have died on the street.
因为哈曼的人可能会把他杀掉。
Because the servants of Haman might have murdered him.
因为这个哈曼呢、啊，因为这件事情是又忧愁啊，又啊这个哦，说忧忧闷闷的。
Because of this incident, Haman was very grieved.
主耶稣给我们的榜样也是这样子。
The Lord Jesus Christ left us a good example.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章十五节。
John chapter 6 verse 15. Verse 15. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to a mountain by himself alone.
主耶稣让超过五千个人吃饱。
Jesus Christ, fed 5,000.
他们从来没有看过这么伟大的神迹。
They have never seen such a great miracle.
所以甚至他们想要 强要主耶稣来当他们的王。
So they wanted to make Jesus Christ the king by force.
门徒跟我一样，为什么不呢？为什么不呢？
And I'm just like his disciples. Why not?
所以主耶稣啊，我们看马太福音14章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音14章22节。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 22. Verse 22. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away.
23节。
Verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there.
这个门徒啊，就很陶醉在这件伟大的事情里头。
So the disciples was really enjoying themselves in this great miracle.
哇，他们要主耶稣当王。
Wow, they want to make our master a king.
那我们就是王旁边最重要的人物。
And we are the most important workers next to the king.
所以主耶稣赶他们赶快上船，赶快离开这里。
So Jesus Christ immediately sent them away.
那主耶稣独自的上山去祷告。
And he went up to the mountain alone to pray.
将来主耶稣都会借着我们来完成一些很重要、很伟大的事情。
In the future, the Lord Jesus will accomplish his work through us.
但是我们的得救可能跟我们所完成的事情不是因为我们所完成的事情。But
our salvation is not because of what we have done or accomplished for God.
我们的得救是因为我们是主耶稣所喜悦的人。We
are saved because we are the beloved of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的得救可能不是因为我们完成了什么事。
Therefore, our salvation does not totally depend on what we have accomplished for him.
我们的得救是在乎我们在神的眼中，我们是怎样的人。
But our salvation really depends on what kind of person we are in the eyes of God.
所以保罗他才会说，我是攻克己身，叫攻克己身，叫服我。
Therefore, Paul said that I discipline my own body so that it would be subject to me.
我们是怎样的人，这个才是重点。
And what kind of person we are, that is the most important thing.
神可以用我们每一个人来完成任何伟大的事情。
God can use anybody to accomplish his great work.
之所以能够完成，那是神的目标，神的目的。
The reason that it would be accomplished it is because that was his purpose.
这也就是为什么说主耶稣说，有人说我奉你的名医病赶鬼讲道，主耶稣说我不认识你们。
And that is why some people said, I preach in your name and I've cast out demon in your name, but Jesus Christ said, I do not know you.
或许现在就已经开始了，或许将来我们一定会在神国里头完成很多伟大的事情。
Maybe some of us have already started to do great work for God, and some of us will be doing great work for God in the future.
那我们要常常想到完成工作之后。
We often need to remind ourselves, what do we do after we accomplish God's work?
那个真正决定我们是怎样的人。
And that will determine what kind of person we are in God's eyes.
那个才决定我们在信仰上是不是得胜。
That will determine whether we are victorious in our faith.
我们一起默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.